FOMO.
My name is Patrick J. McGinnis, and I'm a FOMO sapiens. And since you're here, I'm going to bet that you are too. And when you're like us and Monday comes around, you don't dread the new week. No, you wake up every Monday morning knowing that this week might just be the best one yet. This is FOMO Monday, the snackable show that starts your week right with hot takes, life hacks, listener mail, and even some FOMO therapy. Welcome to another episode of FOMO Monday, the snackable companion to FOMO Sapiens. And of course, we will have a brand new episode of FOMO Sapiens coming to you on Thursday, but it's FOMO Monday. Happy FOMO Monday. Best day of the week, right? And I am your host, Patrick J. McGinnis, venture capitalist by day, author and podcaster by night, and FOMO Sapiens 24/7. It's funny I say that as I'm saying that, I'm thinking FOMO Sapiens or FOMO Sapien. Because people ask me that all the time. Why is it not FOMO sapien? But it's kind of like Homo sapiens. You don't say there's just one Homo sapien over there. You say Homo sapiens because that is Latin. So anyway, that's probably information you didn't need to start your week. But I want to talk about a topic today that is a favorite of mine because it's one of those things that's actually radically improved my life and can radically improve your life if you go for it. And it's about outsourcing. So outsourcing is something that I'm a big believer in. And in fact, it's really changed my life in a lot of different ways. My career has a lot of outsourcing in it because I have worked. Part of the thing I do is I sit on board of a company, and this company is a call center provider. And so we people, you know, outsource their call centers to this business. And we have employees all over the world who answer the phone when you call companies like Apple. And so I've seen the power of outsourcing and the ability to find really amazing people to help you to do things that maybe you don't want to do, or you're not that good at, or you can't do efficiently. And you can bring that concept into your day-to-day life. And I'll tell you how you can do it. There is an idea that I talk about in my FOMO book that came out last year, and I've talked about it in my TED talk, and it's about outsourcing decision-making. And if you haven't seen either of those two, I want to talk about those today because I think that they are actually some of the most, I don't know, helpful things that I've ever talked about in my career, talking about all the things that I talk about. And here's how it works. So listen, the way that I see the world, there are really three types of decisions that we make. There are high-stakes decisions, low-stakes decisions, and no-stakes decisions. Now, high-stakes decisions are things like who you're going to marry, where you're going to go to school, what you're going to do for a living. I mean, they're things that really matter, and you need to, you know, think about them very carefully and agonize over them and all the other things that we do when we're dealing with major life decisions. It's stuff that you just can't outsource. You can get help, but you can't outsource. However, low-stakes and no-stakes, they don't really matter. And when I say low stakes, no stakes, let me explain exactly what the difference is between the two. A low stakes decision is something that does require some thought. There is some sort of criteria. There may be financial criteria. There may be utility criteria. Like, for example, if you're buying a television, you want to decide exactly what it's going to have in terms of its features. But it's something that, you know, you're not going to really remember deciding in a couple of months or so. So it's not, you know, where am I going to live? It's what am I going to get for a new printer? And if you get it wrong, you're going to be annoyed. So you want to get it right, but it's not going to change your life. A no stakes decision is something that you won't remember having decided in a couple of days. Like if you can tell me what you had for lunch last Wednesday and then tell me about your decision-making process, I'd be very impressed. I can't remember what I had for lunch today. So actually, I made soup. But it's hard for me to remember these things. So that for me is a no-stakes decision. It's something that literally no financial implications, no life implications. You're not going to remember it anyway. Doesn't really matter. The problem is that, you know, of course, these are not the same for everybody. So if you're diabetic or you have a food allergy, eating is a really big deal for you. That's not a no-stakes decision. That is a high-stakes decision a lot of the time. But so you have to think about that kind of stuff. But in general, those types of things, those are the things where they don't really matter, but we spend way too much time thinking about them, right? I mean, I can think about, you know, now that I do this, what I'm going to teach you, I don't really think about these things, but I remember myself agonizing over like, should I go to the gym and then go to the library in college? Or should I go to the library and then go to the gym? And I got to tell you, I mean, it was like, you would think that I was dealing with a national crisis. And so that's why today I am going to give you the tools and the methodology that you need to outsource your decision-making. FOMO.
Tudo bem, meus queridos FOMO sapiens? Now that right there was Portuguese. And as you know, I love speaking foreign languages. But I'm not alone. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Now, FOMO sapiens, you know I speak four languages, and it takes work to stay on top of them, especially with French. C'est difficile. But with Babbel, I'm able to practice practical conversations that I can actually use in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/FOMO. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/FOMO. That's spelled BABBEL.com/FOMO. Rules and restrictions may apply.
FOMO.
All right. Let's get going. Let's start with no stakes decisions. Again, I just explained this to you, so I'm not going to belabor the point, but you're not going to remember it in a couple of days. What do you do? Well, I'm going to take you back to the 90s. Some of you may not be able to go back there because you weren't around, but for those of you who were alive in the 90s, let's go back to my sophomore year in college at Georgetown University. I am talking to my friend Francesca, and I am agonizing over, shall I go to the gym or the library? In what order? And I didn't know what to do. And she said to me, Patrick, you should ask your watch. And I was like, why? What does that mean? And she said, what I do when I try to make a decision like that, which is like an either or, yes, no, this or that, is I look at my watch and the left half of the watch will be one thing and the right will be the other. And I look down at it, and depending on where the little hand is that's moving, at that moment, where it is going to tell me what I do. So that is exactly what I did. I said, okay, library first on the left, gym first on the right. Look down at it. I don't remember what it said, but that became a tool that I started to use on a daily basis. And I, to this day, all these years later, use it all the time. Seriously, like what to have for lunch. Should I have another cup of coffee? Should I take a nap or go for a run? I mean, you name it. And what's so amazing about it is I have never, ever gone back on what the watch said. So like, I'm not asking the watch, like, you know, for like serious life advice, because that would be messed up. It has to be something that you can easily reverse, right? But I have never in my entire adult life gone against what the watch said. I just feel like it'd be bad juju. I don't want to mess around with that stuff. So I am not going to do it. But it has made my life really easy because, like, say, for example, I'm like, should I go for a run today? I'm like, I don't know. Sitting on my couch, I ask the watch says yes. I just get up and I go for a run. If it says no, I take a nap. And so the watch kind of just, it's outsourcing to the universe. You don't have to use a watch. You can use your phone. I also do this where, like, is it an even time on my phone or an odd time? If it's even, do this. If it's odd, do that. So it's 7:06 or 7:05. Boom, done. It's really easy. I mean, it's sort of like rolling dice, right? And so, you know, it is a wonderful strategy. I tell everybody about it that I can, and people use it and it changes their life. So I want you to use it. It's really amazing. And if you use it and it's successful, what happens is, like, recently I had something I couldn't decide and I was talking to my mom and she was like, just ask the watch. And I did. And I was all set. So that is the no stakes decision-making outsourcing strategy. Low stakes is the next one. So low stakes, again, is things where you have some criteria. And so this is, you know, the kind of things that I, in my own life, think about for this are, you know, restaurant reservations, food choices at a restaurant, clothing, buying clothing, which is just like, oh, it's hard. And I just never really know. When I decorated my apartment, there were some furniture things, travel, you know, which hotel should I stay at? Those kinds of things. Like, these are areas where there's tons of choice, right? So you could end up in choice paralysis. You could be, I mean, think about it. You go on Expedia to pick a hotel. 16 days later, you've looked at all of them. It's overwhelming. It's terrible. And so here's what I do. I outsource to my squad, right? The squad is the group of people I know who have a passion, a knowledge, an interest in a particular area, and that can advise me. And I don't just say like pick a hotel and then, you know, it's like, then they're like, well, okay, you stay the Four Seasons. It's only $4,000 a night. No, not that. But I'll say, listen, this is my budget. This is the area I want. What do you think? Can you recommend? And somebody who really loves travel, they may just do it for you. And so this is what I do. And let me give you a great example. So a couple of years ago, the FOMO Sapiens team said that I dressed badly. They said I dressed kind of nerdy. And I was like, this is not nerdy. This is very, very fashionable in the world of private equity. And they were like, nah. And so I realized maybe I needed to refresh my look. And so I called two people who I knew could help me. I called my friend Vanessa, and Vanessa works in the fashion world. She's a superstar. She now works at a company called Zadiga Voltaire, and she just has good fashion. And she at the time worked for a company called Rag & Bone, and she took me shopping. And it was kind of like an 80s movie montage where like I go in the dressing room and try something out and come out and she shake her head no. And then I try something else. She shake her head yes. But I ended up going with her and she helped me to pick out some new stuff. And it was great. And then my friend Dan, similarly, he just has good taste. So, you know, I will ask him, I say, like, you know, I need a new pair of boots for the winter. And he just knows. And he'll say, get these. And then, you know, they're always great. And so they're my go-tos. Like, I haven't chosen clothing in a really long time. Now I kind of have better instincts because they taught me through all their choices. But it just makes life way easier. And it also helps you discover new things because sort of like, okay, I'm breaking out. You know, Vanessa just took me shopping again. And she chose some stuff that I would have never tried, right? It was a little outside of the comfort zone, but it's nice stuff. And seems to be going over just fine so far. And so, you know, again, it's just like getting that person to help you. You know, similarly, when I bought a new computer monitor, I asked somebody who just knows about these things, like, what do you think? And sent me a list of a bunch of stuff and I was good to go. And so, you know, I do that all the time with reservations. Like, I never pick a restaurant. I always just say to the person, like, what do you think we should do? And then when I get to the restaurant, I ask the server, what are the best things on the menu? Because I eat everything. And so more and more and more, I've stopped making decisions. And you know what I've learned? I'm happier. Because I don't waste my time on these things. It just, the decision gets made. I end up being really happy. And when something does really matter to me, like for example, I'm obsessive about writing. Like when I write, you know, something, I want it to be just perfect. I wouldn't outsource that. I never outsource writing. Writing is so personal to me. It has to be Patrick's way and perfect and all sort of stuff. So, you know, that's the kind of, you know, like I could never have a ghostwriter. I think I would not be a happy person when I read it. So that's how I do it. Low stakes. You outsource it to your squad, no stakes. You outsource it to the universe. And I got to tell you, it really makes a difference. And the other cool thing is you can help other people. You can be their squad, right? And so people can come to you and say, hey, Patrick, you know, I mean, people call me for these kinds of things. Like they're like, can you help me decide on travel stuff? Because I've traveled a bunch. And so I'm really good at advising people on where they should go on their holiday. And so that's what we do. I want you to tell me what you think of this because I think this is amazing. Give it a try and then drop me a note. You can find me at Patrick J. McGinnis on Instagram, PJ McGinnis on Twitter, and let's connect at patrickmcginnis.com. All right, everybody. I will see you on Thursday. And until then, take care of yourselves and outsource some decision-making.
FOMO.
Can't get enough of FOMO Sapiens? Join me on Patreon for ad-free episodes, bonus material, and exclusive content that will help you to master FOMO and position yourself for greater success in both business and life. Go to patreon.com/FOMOSapiens to learn more. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis, on Twitter at PJ McGinnis, and on LinkedIn. I love hearing from you, so don't be shy.
FOMO.
Want more FOMO Sapiens and FOMO Monday? Head over to FOMOSapiens.com where you can listen to past episodes, learn more about the show, and find out how to advertise. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Patrick J. McGinnis and on Twitter at PJ McGinnis.
Tell me if this sounds familiar. Your business gets to a certain size and the cracks start to emerge. Things you used to do in a day are taking a week. You don't have one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. Happy birthday. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close the books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs. Those are key performance indicators in one efficient system. Now, FOMO Sapiens, you know the show is all about making better decisions. And with this product, you can make better decisions because you have all the information you need right in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/FOMO. That's netsuite.com/FOMO to get your own KPI checklist. Because you know what? KPIs are better than ice cream. netsuite.com/FOMO.